I see that petrol today is hovering at about £1.30 a litre. That's absolutely outrageous. That's over £6 a gallon, that's for sure. For Americans, it is $10 a gallon. And that's a total rip-off. I think, to be honest with you, something's got to happen, something's got to break, because there's no way, not in a million years, can people afford this kind of increases all the time. There's no way petrol should be that high. I know we've had a VAT increase today, but it only puts 2.5% onto it. And there's 1%, I believe there's 1 pence a litre put on yesterday, the day before. It's just far too much, and something's got to go. The prices of food in the shops are going to go up higher because of this. This is going to go on and on and on. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but it's going to be, watch this space. I think the only way around all this is really get a cars which are doing 85, 90 miles to a gallon now, like the small, smart diesel cars, and maybe the hybrids which do about 70, 75 to a gallon, like the Toyota, there's two models, I can't think of them for a minute. There's two Toyota models do about 75 to a gallon, a Honda model, and I believe the Volkswagen Blue Motions, they do about 18, 90 in the diesel. You know, sooner more people got those, the better. And hopefully then, the gas companies, you know, the petrol companies will put the prices down, because at the end of the day, it is far too high. They won't be selling it. And there'd be less cars on the road to be able to put in, you know, less cars on the road putting fuel into their cars. So I hope that would bring the price down. And the more and more electric cars that come on the road, the better. The sooner we get rid of these petrol, actually ridiculous prices, the better.